Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Woo, only God can do it. I can't believe it, but we are at the last Saturday in the month of September. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, and I thank you for joining us here. We are just thanking God for what he can do. Last week, there was something going on with the line, and then we've had all kind of crazy weather this weekend, so it's working partially. We're going to keep fighting through to make sure our conference line folks can get in, but if it's your first time joining in and you're tapping in from Clubhouse, welcome to the family. We have been hosting the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call for going on 15 years now as an opportunity to come gather together, just touch and agree and believe that God is real. His word is true. It will never return unto him void. And that it's a safe place for our development, because this is a journey, honey. You just don't wake up one morning and you got it all together. Every day you are working out your soul salvation, trusting God and standing unapologetically in your faith. So I am grateful for our moderators that help keep this room going every single week, especially within the last year and almost couple months that I have been assuming my new roles. I truly thank God for the Jason Hodge, Carmen Herrera, Clubhouse Auntie Roz, and Mr. Boy when she's able to come in, and my hubby that help to make sure that we can keep this space available on Saturdays for everyone to come together. Just thank God for bringing us through this week and getting through the trials, tribulations, and aggravations of life, knowing that his word is real. And when we call on his name, he will answer. He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. That our Father in heaven, right? He is in heaven, and hallowed be thy name. His kingdom come. Okay, I'm getting excited already because I'm stationary, Lord. I'm stationary in New York. Pray for New York, though. This storm, tropical situation, I don't know what it was, came in and once again wreaked havoc. I haven't had an opportunity to see how much damage has been done here, but I know my friends in Brooklyn got hit hard this time, and we pray that while property damage and delays and being stuck, some people couldn't get home. Those are all inconveniences, but we pray that there was no loss of life. And in the other areas of the country that were dealing with the challenges of the storm and just all of the natural disasters that continue to happen, we lift up prayer, and that's what we do here as a prayer covering, just for everything that we face and see and go through, and just know that God is in control, period. So sometimes we are wondering, well, what's going on and why is this happening and that happening? Is either God allowed or God ordained? And as we grow in our faith, as we grow in our journey as a faithpreneur, we get to strengthen that muscle, and we get to just to a place where no matter what it looks like, what the situation may seem, we trust God and know that he always has a plan. And we might not understand every part of that plan in the beginning, but he is always working it out on our behalf if we yield to him, right? Lean not to our own understanding, because if we try to do it in common sense or what's factual or what it seems like, it's never going to line up with faith, because faith is what you can't see, is what you know, and what you trust God will do. So we just happen to all believe and step out boldly in the marketplace as faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs, and faith-based professionals who still love their job, love what they do, but increasing their choices and options in life with multiple streams of income, that we could talk about having faith and finance together and knowing that there is nothing that God has created that we don't have the access to. It's our inheritance. It is God who gives us the power to create wealth, right? He never said he would see the righteous go begging bread. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. And we have to continue to hold on to that confession of our faith in spite of what happens on the journey. Because here's what I know. That little minion, that little satanic person, is mad. He angry because he got kicked out. But one of the, I forgot which minister was preaching on that. Maybe it was Archbishop Duncan, just talking about understanding how to pray, how to fight, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I say it all the time here in this room. We are spirit beings having a human experience. So when he got kicked out of heaven, right, he didn't lose the gifts that he received. He just got kicked out and can't have any more power to override what God says or does. But he came down equipped with some of the blessings that he had, or all, I say all the blessings, because even when you fall out of grace with God, he doesn't take away the blessing or the anointing. That's just, it's just what it is. So he's crafty. He's slick. He knows how to try to disrupt and distract you from your inheritance, your promise, because he can never get back in good graces. He can't get back where he was. So talk about haters. He's the ultimate hater, trying to hate on the children of God, because we have access to the throne. We know that we can rise above what he has dominion on. And his dominion is down here in earth in the power of the air, but it does not supersede God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the controller of the entire universe. So as we grow in our faith muscle, we learn how to fight that little devil. We learn how to tell him, no, you get in your place because you ain't over me. You might be over here running around as the prince of the air, but you don't have no hold on God's property. And I choose with my free will to believe God is real. His word is true and it will never return unto him void. So I can rebuke you and I can stand on the promises of God because I'm aligned with my Father. I have taken the time to learn not only how to read scripture, but to apply what God has given us, to apply his word and how to use it. When we put on the full armor, that full armor is staying in prayer and supplication before the throne. It is constantly praying without ceasing. It is fasting. It is understanding how to bring God's word back to him. Those are all the ways we survive because we living in a fallen world and that little minion is running around wreaking havoc every day. But know who you are in Christ. Know that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. So no matter what it is that you're facing and no matter how insane it gets, I think it was Pastor Hannah talking about when you're walking in faith, you look crazy. Just be prepared to look crazy for a minute. Be prepared for people to just not understand what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, the fact that you're still doing it because everything looks upside down in the natural eye. But what our confession of our faith has told us that God is working it out. Right? He is working it out even when you can't see that your faith is working for you in the background. And last week I was with Dr. Cosby celebrating 14th Street Baptist, and he was preaching the paint off the wall. Oh my goodness, talking about the word is working. It was so much, and not that for those of us who stay in church, in a scripture, listening to just the word, because that's really how we eat, right? The light unto our path. This is how it's our daily bread. So we don't wait until Saturday to jump on a Faithpreneur prayer call, or we don't wait until just Sunday to crack open the Bible, but we are constantly feeding and feasting on the word of God. And it gets to the point where you just can't get enough, right? And that's where you should be growing to. And I remember, and y'all laugh at me when I say it here, as a young child, going to church and you hear testimony service. Oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus and, you know, to take him at his word and singing the hymns. And I used to always say, why are they talking about Jesus is sweet? Like, he not food. But I understand now what that is as I've grown in my faith, that when you're able to see the word revealed to you, right? When you're able to just say, wow, this is amazing how God is doing this. And when you're in the middle of the fight, keep fighting because you know in the end you're going to win. But what the enemy tries to do is wear you down so that while you're fighting, you feel like, oh, this is just not working. I got to give up because it's just too much. And Dr. Cosby was preaching for, you know, Dr. Howard Leslie, John Leslie. He's the pastor of Alpha Street Baptist, and it was his 15th pastoral anniversary. So they had it at a theater. I forgot the name of the theater, Strathmore. So I'm probably butchering the name. But anyway, it was a theater. And Wheeler Street Baptist is Dr. Cosby's church. And they came up from Houston. And I think I talked about that a little bit last week, and the choir came and everything else. But I just keep going back to staying in the fight. And that's my word for today, staying in the fight. But Dr. Cosby preached on the word is working. And just once again, talking about your time with God, your learning his word, your developing your faith muscle. It's not wasted. He mentioned the soil, right? And how the seeds were scattered. And when it gets in the soil and it starts to work, and that seed starts to really take root and it's growing, you can't see all of that stuff that's going on behind the scenes. It's just not visible, but it's happening. And when you get the witness is the stalk that comes out the ground. And when you are on this journey as a faithpreneur, you know what God told you. Nobody else got to tell you what God told you. You know what God told you. And as you are protecting that, as you are contending for that promise, as you are holding on, there are going to be some bumps in the road. And those bumps are the enemy trying to get you off track, or to make you stop believing, or think that you heard God wrong, or this is not for you. And the truth of the matter is, you are being developed. Because just as that seed and soil are developing, it takes a minute before it sprouts through. It takes a minute before it actually bears the fruit. But you don't go and dig up the seed and throw it away. You have to let it sit. You have to let it do its process. And you're going through your process as you are moving through and creating your products, your services, your ideas that are solving problems in the marketplace. And you're doing it with a fidelity to God. And you're understanding that what he has for you, he has for you. And nobody can stop that or change that. So I am just thrilled that we get to go on this journey together, that you realize you don't have to do it alone. So when you stay in the fight, when you hold on to God's unchanging hands, it gives you strength each and every day for the journey, because that strength ain't your strength, honey. Because if you try to do it on your own, good luck with that. Let me know how that work out. Because without God, without his covering, it's impossible, right? To please God without faith, as the word says. And without his covering, you will not stand. So you have to be able to understand what it means to hold on and stay in the fight. And how do you stay in the fight? Because it gets real. It gets real when you are going through challenges. It gets real when you get a diagnosis that you have to have surgery, or you have something that doctors have deemed a terminal disease. It gets real when you're down to your last dime and you don't know how you're going to make it forward. It gets real when you're fighting off depression and you're dealing with thoughts of just giving up and suicide. It gets real when you are dealing with heartbreak and loss because a loved one has transitioned. It gets real when you are building this business and you don't see the profit margin moving and you're like, wait, what is going on? All those things will happen. But in order for you to stay in the fight, in order for you to truly believe that what God said he will do, you have to use the weapons that he's given us. You have to be able to hold on. Because if you don't hold on, if you give up, then the enemy wins. And we know he is not a winner. God is who is victorious. And he's victorious through us. We get strengthened by holding on to our faith. We get strengthened by being in fellowship. And that's why this Faithpreneur VIP prayer call is just so precious. And no matter how busy and crazy the world may get for me, this space will always be made available, even when I'm tired. Like this morning, I was like, oh, it's a Saturday. I could be in my own bed for the first time in a minute. And it's raining. You just want to cover up. Well, all right, telling myself I wanted to cover up and go back to sleep. But I was like, oh, Jesus just woke me up nice and gently. Miss Lady. I'm like, oh yeah, Lord, it's time. It's your time. And keeping this space open, keeping this conversation going, keeping each other encouraged helps us to stay in the fight. When we hear other people's testimony, when we hear what they've gone through, when we experience moments like Dr. Eloise, our Winnie Birch recipient this year, talk about her faith reaching finality, that while she was unable to see, physically could not see, and they had to go through all of these procedures and these new opportunities on how they would approach her surgery, and she literally physically could not see, but spiritually she kept proclaiming, I can see, I can see. And they were looking at her like, is this woman all right? Now, she knows the medical field better than most because she is a medical doctor, she's an anesthesiologist, but she knew what God said. And she knew that, but the confession of her faith would bring her through. She knew that she didn't have to trust what was happening in the natural because she believed what was happening in the spiritual. And that, for faithpreneurs, there goes our challenge, honey. We have stepped out here in the world and told everybody we believe, said that we know our God can do all things but fail. We said, with God, nothing shall be impossible, because we're bringing God's word back to him. And in that, we get strengthened. In that, no matter what blow comes our way, we just keep getting up and we staying in the fight, because we know that we will be victorious through him. We know that, yes, it's the beginning of the fourth quarter in just a couple of days. FYI, the best month of the year. Shout out to all my Libras. Y'all know how ignorant I get when it comes to my birthday. But Hebrews 11:6 tells us once again, but without faith, it is impossible. You hear that word? Impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you just take that right there, if you want to please God, if you want to be in deep relationship with God, if you want the revelation of his word, you have to walk in faith. And if you come to God and if you stand up and say, I believe that God is real, I believe that his word is true, I believe that he will carry me through, you have to stay in the fight, because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, that's that part right there. We might skip over the word diligently. Mm-hmm. And not understand what that diligently means. That diligently means God is a jealous God. You got to give him his own time. You can't just do the cursory 23rd Psalm and do the sign of the cross and then skip on and spin on your heels and keep moving. You have to diligently seek him. And that diligence is you staying in the word of God, being prayerful, seeking his face, asking for the spirit of discernment to help build and carry you through. So I just want you to be encouraged wherever you are at this point in the year. This is the point of the year where we really have to stay in the fight and encourage others too, because as we get into the fourth quarter, a couple of things happen. People start to just check out of the year. They're like, ah, well, the year's over. It didn't happen yet. This is not working. That's not working. Oh, this year just needs to end and we need to start over and just let the new year come in. There is a whole lot of year left in the fourth quarter. When you're in a game, and you all know that by default, I became a football mom. That really wasn't my choice. But that fourth quarter can decide who wins or loses. And it's whose mindset is ready to take it all the way. It could be the team that's been behind the entire first, second, and third quarter, that they didn't have a good first half. They're struggling through the third half. But if they get their mind right, they can come back in the fourth quarter. And you have to see yourself winning before the fourth quarter comes. So you've had to be in this fellowship from January, when we kicked off the year, claiming and trusting and believing that this was going to be the best year of your life. And for it to be your best year, you got to stay in the fight. You got to keep fighting like your life depended on it. You got to keep praying and praising your way through. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So it's on him. It's not on you to perform. It's on him, because you are standing as God's representative. So in this fourth quarter, you buckle down, you stay in the fight, and you're going to get everything you can out of this year. You, as Dr. Sweeting, who is a mentor of Les Brown, and you know that's one of my spiritual daddies, he said, you got to get the butter from the duck, honey. You got to keep pushing. The olive goes through a press for that oil to come out. And when you stay in the fight, we know that God will reward you. And you don't have to be alone in this fight. That's why we're in community, to touch and agree, to pray together, to cover one another, to intercede. Everybody has their role to play in the kingdom of God and to support one another as we grow through and journey through this thing called life. So I'm not just saying it. I live it every single day. And as we are able to see the hand of God in our life, to trust that he is working, that's that trust, that faith. The enemy's after your mind space, after your faith. He doesn't want you to know who you are, because he does. He knows what's coming. He knows how God rewards his children for faithfulness. And like I said, he's the ultimate hater, trying to trip you up, trying to send specific attacks on your life. And we rebuke and cancel anything that has been said over your life, that has been placed as an obstruction to you receiving your promise. We cancel, clear, shut it up, and reverse it back and boomerang, right? That we are going to stand on the promises of God, that no weapon formed shall prosper. God didn't say the weapons wouldn't form, but we're declaring and decreeing that no weapon formed shall prosper. By his stripes we are healed. There's no diagnosis, sickness, challenge that we're going through that God cannot cure. He can dispatch his healing angels at a moment. In an instant, it can shift. One word, one instant. That's what you stay in the fight for, because you don't know when the deliverance is coming. You don't know when the revelation will be revealed. You don't know how God is placing somebody, touching somebody's heart, moving on your behalf. But when you keep coming back again and again and again, when you don't quit, when you continue to say, hey, Jesus, hello, remember me, when you open up your mouth and you holler. See, people don't understand why we praise while we worship. If you don't know about that, go check out Pastor Hannah's series on worship. He and his church, they take out time apparently every year to just teach on worship, to teach on the power of worship, on what that does to break strongholds and to bring you in the presence of God. And I said, ooh, he really preached this thing good, because you can sit in church and just be proper, like, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And it's good that you're starting to praise, but you got to open up your mouth. And some people feel like, well, I'm praising on the inside. I'm using my inside voice to say hallelujah. No. To fight the wiles of this enemy, you got to open your mouth and give God praise. That's why before service, the praise and worship team is such a vital part of any ministry, because they're inviting your spirit into the presence of God. It's giving you a chance to let go of everything that's going on out in the world. And when you come into the sanctuary and your place of worship, you can just concentrate on connecting with God, so you can lift up praise, that you can just be in his presence, and you open up your heart for the word to be deposited, for those seeds to take good root, so that when you go out, you have some extra artillery to be able to fight for the next week, to fight through whatever is going on until you come back and get refilled again with just the confirmation, the revelation, the encouragement of God's word. So stay in the fight, family. I know I'm staying in the fight. I am taking God at his word, what he said he will do. I will not be defeated, because it's not about me. It's about what God is doing through me. And that's the stance and the posture that I want our faithpreneurs to take. We're going to stay in the fight. We're going to do what God has called us to do, because somebody is waiting on you. Somebody needs your service, your product, your real estate development, your nonprofit. Somebody is waiting on you to give the answer to the problems that we're seeing. If we get caught up looking at all the stuff that's on the news, all of the stuff that's going on around us, then we can't focus on the God who can do all things. So keep your focus, stay in the fight, and let's enjoy our fellowship today. I'm going to check and see what's happening with the line, if it got cleared up. So if you're catching the replay and you're usually on the conference line, we know the guy going to fix it somehow, some way. But we're going to use the Clubhouse app today for sure. So it's a blessing that we did start simulcasting here, I guess going on 2-3 years now. So it is a blessing to welcome and meet so many new members of the family who have joined our prayer call through Clubhouse. We do have our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call podcast. So those of you who don't know that, we are on all podcasting platforms, and you can catch the replays there and be able to go back a good couple of years now and hear the fellowship, be a witness to the documented proof that God is real and his word is true. Hear the ways that we celebrate one another when we have victoriously overcome a challenge, and the way we pray for one another and touch and agree when we're going through low times, when we've lost loved ones or we've gone through illness, that we all band together. And whether or not we've seen each other face to face, doesn't matter. We've seen each other in the spirit. We are connected, and that connection cannot be broken because it is in God. So we are expecting the reward after the diligence that we have shown. We're expecting to reap what we have sown because our seeds have fallen on good ground. We are expecting the breakthrough and the supernatural to happen in our lives, because that is God's promise to us. And each day he wakes us up, we know his promises are yes and amen. So I'm excited to be able to fellowship with you all and to have this moment and opportunity where I don't have to rush all the way off and could spend a little time hearing more from what's happening in each and every one of your lives. Happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating birthdays, happy anniversaries, special moments, those who have given birth to new life, all the new babies that have joined us in this thing called life, that the parents will be covered and the babies will be safe. We're praying for our kids. So much going on in the schools and in the streets, and we come against the enemy trying to devour our young people. We will not allow on our watch for them to be destroyed. They will be the young women of promise and men of valor for tomorrow. We pray that in this time, especially moving into the fourth quarter, there are a lot of people who suffer with seasonal depression. They suffer with thoughts of suicide. They suffer with just challenges of losing loved ones around this time of year. So it's especially more difficult for a lot of people in this fourth quarter. So be conscious of checking on friends and loved ones. Let's not take for granted that everybody is okay, because sometimes folks are just not okay, but they're embarrassed or they feel ashamed of just sharing their truth. And we want folks to never, ever, ever suffer in silence. So just checking on someone and encouraging them to get additional support. It's not that you don't believe in God or you don't believe in his word. There are Christian counselors, there are licensed professionals that are available to assist and help process information when it gets difficult, when you just really don't know which way to turn. And when you're able to reach out and to do that, it allows for them to have a safe place to land while they work through and build up their strength to be able to stand against the challenges that they're facing. So we want to check on friends, neighbors, loved ones, and just make sure that folks are really, really okay. And this COVID nightmare that we have been experiencing in these last couple of years, it's not over, right? Yes, the world is open and people are moving about, but please use wisdom as you travel and as you interact in large spaces, because the different strains of this virus continues to be unsettling. And there's so many people who are just dying in their sleep, just some real odd situations going on. And I don't know, it just keeps gnawing at me that it's a version of this virus that they really haven't been able to manage yet. So we're not walking in fear, we're using wisdom. And what's that wisdom? Use some of the natural things that can help build up your immune system and keep you safe as you move about, wearing masks when applicable so that you are not exposing yourself not only to the strains of COVID, but the new flu that is out, the RSV, who typically attacks a certain age population, now is attacking everybody. So just be mindful as you move about, because with gatherings and celebrations during this time of the year, you'll be around a lot of people. And we want to make sure that we're being safe and using wisdom, especially as we're around those who are vulnerable, our elders, our babies, those with respiratory pre-existing conditions, because these viruses are just horrible. And not everybody has the same sort of immune capacity to fight through it. We saw it when we were in the height of this nonsense, and we honor the lives of those who transition by how we live and the wisdom that we use in doing that. So I'm excited about this fourth quarter, because not only will there be the completion to volume two, we have a special project that we're in the midst of that I'll share more about later. And we're building out the framework for the continuation of the Faithpreneur TV launching. So it's a lot. If you want to partner with us and join in the work, you can click on the link. I think, Jason, I just looked over with the link in the chat. If you want to find out more, and there'll be some specific actions for those of you that are interested in really being continued partners with us in this work. So keep me in your prayers. And you know, it's countdown to my birthday, 10-4. If I could ring the bells in heaven myself, I would. Because it's all about my birthday. Now, I celebrate everybody's birthday. If I know it, you know, you get a rendition of a birthday song for me. But when it comes to mine, hunty, the whole world needs to understand it's a national holiday. So y'all pray my strength. God not finished with me yet. But DJ Son Hodge, I know you are traveling, my brother, doing some exciting business on this coast or mid-coast, because I think you're still an hour off. But tap the mic if you are able to greet the family this morning, and we'll go on through. We heard you for a little bit, but okay, you might still be moving about and in the airport. So, okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm so glad for safe travels.
I was in between posting links and coming out of restaurant things and all that. So, yes, I am here. Yes, we are here safely. We are in the D.
The big D.
We're in the big D right now. And so it's going to be a great weekend. We're surprising my uncle for his birthday. He has no idea. It's going to be hilarious. So it's good times. Wow. You know what? I was just here spot listening here and there, making sure I was catching cues. So I don't even know what my prompt is right now.
Well, I didn't give the prompt yet. Look, I didn't give the prompt yet, so you're good. I just wanted to check in and make sure you were all right in the big D and say good morning. Yeah. We're talking about staying in the fight as we are in this beginning in a couple of days of the fourth quarter. So the focus for today is staying in the fight, how we're going to continue to put on the whole armor. And really, just today's a day in a safe place. Let's just do a quick evaluation, right? And that evaluation
is
how much time are we spending in the Word? How much time are we spending praying? How much time have we allotted for fasting? And for those who are like, well, I don't know what fasting is. Like, I've never done fasting. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for you to just turn down a plate a meal or for a whole day, to not focus on the physical food, but to focus on the spiritual food that feeds your spirit, so you can be in prayer before God and just be in his presence. And it's something that you have to learn how to do. It's not just starving yourself, as my pastor used to say. That's not fasting. That's a diet. But when you fast, you are turning down that physical food so you can feast on the spiritual word of God and be strengthened in your spirit, man, and get the revelation from God. So that's what we're going to focus on today, doing our own self-evaluation. No judgment, just where can we strengthen the armor that we need to put on.
You know what? And if I could say something really quick, just in relation to that fasting piece, you know, it's interesting, because when you do fast intentionally, instead of all of the outward expression of what the food does for you, you take it deep and it's like you drive inward and downward. That's doing that root work. How do you establish and understand your connection, your foundation? And so when you reconnect there, you start to see how purpose drives your life. So, you know, it is more than just, yeah, okay, we're not eating, we're starving ourselves. It is a matter of, no, we're taking, and we are taking that energy that would have gone out in sitting down and eating that food or preparing that food, and we're now redirecting that energy to do deeper work that's going to be sustaining and long lasting.
And that's the real power, right?
Yes.
In getting the strength that you need, right? Because if you don't,
absolutely,
if you don't fuel up, it's just like anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fuel mm-hmm. up, you're not going to have the stamina. You're
That's
not
right.
going to be able to deal with some real craziness. It's mm-hmm. nobody said it was easy. So if somebody told you it was easy, they lied. You have to be able to put on that whole armor. And like you said, in order to do that, you have to suit up. You got to fuel up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one mm-hmm. of the ways that gives you that strength that you can really pour in and learn what that is. Because I'll be honest, I mean, I tell everybody I got a PhD in church. I've been going to church as a Jamaican since my eye, damn, and knee. So fasted, we did that old school tarry. Like you had to pray and plead the blood and thank you, Jesus, before you were anointed in the Holy Ghost. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. what time are we going? Well, you know, my stomach hungry. Like when you were a kid and you come to church, you don't have any choice. It's a difference than when you start going and really being in relationship. And fasting is something that I was fasting when I was in high school, elementary school, but it was mm-hmm. just going mm-hmm. hungry. Like I wasn't praying. Like we would pray when we end the fast, but I was just like starving myself, like seeing three of everything. Like, oh my gosh, like I need to eat. But that's not fasting. Fasting is you turn down the physical food so that the spiritual food and the spiritual man can be fed. And it's mm-hmm. it's a discipline that you learn, right? Because I know the first time mm-hmm. you fasted, Jason, it wasn't easy. Nobody fasts easy on the first time.
I was angry.
And
like,
and
what do you mean I can't eat?
and there's different kinds of fast. And you know, I was brought up on the hardcore old school like dry fast. I wasn't even drinking water. So it's understanding the reason and the discipline around it and the different ways and types of fast that you get as you grow mm-hmm. your spiritual mm-hmm. muscle. So today we staying in the fight and we're doing a self-check. Today is about a self-check because we're closing out this very holy month for those who are in a Hebrew calendar. And I just want you to talk a little bit, Jason, because you have gone through the Rosh Hashanah mm-hmm. and the Yom Kippur, what that mm-hmm. has meant for you and your family, just sharing your experience.
Well, for us, for one, understanding that the appointed times that God has in his calendar, and I think a lot of times folks think that it is just a Jewish thing, and it's not. It actually, it's like he says, this is what it is for his people. So the more we learned about him, we started seeing how Yeshua is throughout all of the appointed times. And it shows us how to operate within the order of the scripture and the order of his promise and the order of his purpose. It's like you wouldn't show up to a restaurant after the restaurant's closed and expect to get a plate of food. So there are certain things that happen during those appointed times where we are replenished, we are chastened, we are strengthened, you know, we are directed. And so every time that we are able to reconnect in those spaces, there's a certain type of instruction that we're able to get when we're tuned in. And there is also a realization that in God's kingdom, there is absolute order. And it has nothing to do with bondage. It has to do with, I have planted these things and this
fruit is going to be harvested at this time. Go harvest the fruit. Don't wait after the season to where now you're gleaning what others weren't able to get because they weren't there at the appointed time. He's like, this is when it's going to be fresh and juicy. Go get it. And so we have to look at that just from a very practical standpoint. We wouldn't expect to get a blessing when the door is closed on any regular secular thing, right? So in God's kingdom, the order is important for us to get what it is that he has to get us for us to get at that time. If that makes sense, you know, it's kind of like for the things of God, we tend to, you know, kind of pass everything under like, okay, well, you know, we can kind of halfway do it. And he's like, no, this is when you really do it.
Right.
So, there's
a time and a season. And, you know,
time and a season.
His word tells us that. And it's an opportunity, you know, for atonement. It's an opportunity for expecting. One thing I admire about the Jewish religion when they are practicing their faith, they expect the return. Like, they don't operate with, maybe, you know, maybe God will bless, or maybe I have access to this abundance and blessing. They're like, no, this is my inheritance. Check this out. We don't get this.
Absolutely. So it's like when God plants something, he doesn't plant it and say, boy, I sure hope something grows. Right. He's like, no, I plant it and I expect to grow and I command it to grow. So when we do things and we understand the principles and the laws of his word, it's like, no, we have the same expectation and we won't accept anything less.
Exactly.
So I planted this seed and it will produce. It has to, because his word does not return unto him void. And when we understand the power of that principle, then we plant expecting. And it's like, no, this will return, you know, right. And a massive return, abundance. Absolutely.
And that's the expectation that we have, especially in this time of year, in the ninth month of the year, moving into this last quarter. So today is the 30th, and there are a couple more days left in this month. God can do anything in an instant. That's the kind of faith that we want stretched out today, and we're going to do our own check-in. That's what today is, our check-in on how we're staying in the fight, what we're using, what are the ways in which we're using the tools that God gave us to be able to stay in the fight and wait with that expectancy. So I'm just so glad that you and the family have safely traveled, and you're doing one of my numbers in the airport trying to get on the call.
There he is.
But we thank God that your experience will be one that the kids will never forget, having that memory and being a part of blessing someone's life with the gift of family and just being present.
Well, right? Actually, the kids are at home still. I brought mom out here.
Oh, you brought
so
mom?
It's just me and mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you brought my nephews too. You left my babies?
No, they dropped us off. They dropped us off. That was the picture.
Okay. Got it. Well, still having mom looking as young as ever. Traveling with you. So that's wonderful. And who knows what else? What other blessing will come out of your time there together? So we bless God for you. We're going to check in and see what our dear sister, the wealthpreneur, Carmen Herrera, has to say. And
all
I'm
right,
going to see.
Love y'all.
Love you too. I'm going to see if we can hear anything on this conference line in the interim. But Carmen, my darling, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and any self-check. That's the word for today. The self-check on how you're staying in the fight.
Wow. Well, good morning, Dr. Stacy. Oh, my goodness. It's so, first of all, I'm Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, Wealthpreneur, and God's Economic Ambassador, tapping in from High Houston. Yes, it's going to be in the mid-90s. I'm sorry, y'all. again today. But we're at least down from the triple digits all summer. But nonetheless, Dr. Stacy, I get really energized when I can just sit and listen to you, and you're at home and we get to spend more time with you. We're so proud of you, but we miss you when you can't hang on all the time. So such a blessing. And that's what I'm grateful for this morning. And, You know, you were talking about, many things, and I was running around and trying to write notes and all that. But I'm happy to announce, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this first, which I always try to do. But, you know, God deals with me in a special way. He has to deal with me in the moment. He doesn't give me time to plan or prepare because, you know, I'm hard-headed. So when God tells me something, I have to do it right then and there. So this morning, as I was listening to you, and I was thinking about some situations that I'm in, you know, that I'm going through, and asking God and praying, you know, help me. And basically he was like, help yourself. Like, you got this. And stop being, woe is me. And so, and it's something that he had gifted me with that I had failed or neglected to do, which I know he purposely gave it to me to give to y'all, which is the 60-day financial challenge boot camp. Remember that, y'all?
Absolutely.
So, and it's been going on 2 years that I hadn't done it. Not sure why, because I was so excited. And you, Dr. Stacy, Jason, Dr. Roz, and several others were part of the inaugural boot camp. And so this morning, God was like, get up and announce. You know how he do. It's always announce them, faith and or, that you are going to revamp and revitalize the boot camp because my people need it. So when you were talking about reset and, you know, putting on that full armor, I was, you know, Holy Spirit was speaking to me and saying, yes, and our people need to have the full armor of their finances in this season. So in this fourth quarter, we need to get our finances straight. So, we, you know, come the beginning of the year, when people start thinking about it, we'll already be about it. So I'm going to, in the next few weeks, I can't remember the date that came in my mind. I think it's 3 weeks out. I'm going to do the 60-day financial challenge boot camp. And some of you can testify to what maybe, you know, you got in that. But for those who are not familiar with it, you get a lot. And I'm not just saying it because it's me, but you get about 12 to 16 hours of intense learning. But more importantly, it's from God's way, from God's perspective. We'll deep dive into scripture. We'll talk about savings and debt. What else did we talk about? You know, investing, you learn principles about investing. Two of my favorites, which is learning how life insurance is used while you're living, and definitely how to use that for a wealth building tool. And then, of course, one of my favorite topics, most of y'all know, is end of life planning, better known as estate planning. So you get 8 to 10 hours to 2 hours of me for 6 weeks straight. And if I had to put a dollar sign on that, that's well over $5,000, $10,000, but you get that for a very nominal price. And of course, for our seniors, we'll definitely deep discount that. And then for our youth, 17 to 24 is no charge at all, because we want our young people to start out better than maybe we did when it comes to our money. Well, it's not our money, God's money. So I'm just excited that God put in my spirit this morning. He didn't ask, he told. He was like, you're going to do the boot camp, and you're going to do it right away, because as you go move into this fourth quarter, and we're talking about, you know, fueling up, we're going to be fueling up with our finances. So if you are interested, I'm going to put my cell number in the chat. Most of you might have my cell number. Just let me know if you're interested, or if you know someone that will be. And I will say this, last time I only offered it to our faithpreneurs, but God is telling me that I need to be more in the marketplace, because there's people you can touch people in, no matter what your gift is. So we can touch people and be disciples in my space, you know, when it comes to money. You know, you never know how God can touch through your work. And so I am going to be offering this, which I never did, to my own personal network, business network, my own family. So I'm saying all that to say that seating is limited. So if you're interested, I'm going to put my cell number in there, and y'all just text me, tell me who you are, and let me know if you're interested, and I'll get on the phone with you and give you a better breakdown of what your experience will be in the 60-day challenge financial boot camp. So, Dr. Stacy, again, love just spending time with you, and we'll talk more about this, I know, offline, but I'm excited. I don't know why I went dormant for almost 2 years, but shame on me. But I'm bringing it back, y'all. We're going to get our finances right, guys. Right. Love y'all.
Amen. Love you too. Love you too. And excited about that because the boot camp offers so much to those who really just need the boot camp. What a boot camp does, an intensive way of just looking at where you are and what you need to do. So that is the reset and doing it with a fidelity to understanding, especially for the faithfulness who participate, what that means in your relationship with God. So, yeah, looking forward to making sure we get that out and shared widely about the opportunity that everyone will have. So that's how Jesus does, reminds you to use what you have, what's in your hand, and the oil that you already have that'll be poured out. So I'm excited about that. And everybody that's listening, you definitely want to tap in. If you are listening on Clubhouse, I don't even know with this new Clubhouse how you send back channel messages anymore because I haven't had a chance to really check out all these nuances that have changed in the app. But definitely tap on her profile and connect with her so that you can get the first opportunity before it goes broader and wider in publicity with everyone else because it's limited seats in order for her to do what she does so well.
Dr. Stacey, and can I, for those that are on the conference line, is it okay if I just say my number out loud that way? If they can't see the chat, is that okay?
Sure.
If I do that, mm-hmm. I don't mind. Okay, it's 713-373-6652. Again, 713-373-6652. Shoot me a text or share it with friends and family, and I would love to speak with you about it. But do it fast. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about. Making sure we get it done. And today, if you're coming in the room and just listening to the worship, we always introduce ourselves with our name, where we're calling from, what we're grateful for. And today's a self-check. You know, how are you using everything that you have been given in the Word of God to stay in the fight? So let me see. Let me open up this thing so I can see. Oh, Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile is here. If you're able, go ahead and unmute and greet the family.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Dr. Stacey is always an awesome, awesome moment because me and Mother Gwen, we've been, you know, where two are gathered, we've been praying for those empowered moments of stationarianism, where you are able to replenish, rejuvenate, and be reignited. And while you were sharing this morning, something I want to read really quickly is short. The aroma of Christ, because you were talking about how we are in Christ and the aroma of Christ. And it says, one day a man was in the line behind another man at the store. And he said, "Excuse me, sir, but you smell like roses." The second man said, "Yes, I'm a florist. I stand in the flower shop all day long, so I smell like what I hang out." And what you were teaching this morning, that's what it is for us to continue to grow in his word, understanding and discerning what we need to get from him. And I'm so grateful and blessed. This coming Thursday will be a year since my best friend passed away, and her husband had called me this morning, and we're going to have a walk and created a foundation and all of those type of things just to, in honor of memory. And I'm going to be working on a book that even though it doesn't sound grand to folks, God gave an awesome, awesome acronym, but it's D-I-E. But the acronym means delivered into eternity, a life lived well. So I'm working on that project to get it complete for the fourth quarter. And if there's anybody who is wishing to get assistance or help on their first book, their first devotion, as Dr. Stacey has said, what's in your hand, it is so important when we understand the crushing and the pressing of the olive oil, that the oil that comes out, because there is so, so, so much in us. And I'm going to read this last scripture, Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. And we know that love gives something up because the Father gave up his only begotten Son so that we can have eternal life, have a better life, not be into the woe of me of life, but understand that even when things arise, we are better resilient the more we are in tune with our vertical alignment. And lastly, I've been singing this song for weeks now, and I wish Jason, I don't know if Jason can sing the baritone, but it's like, hold to his hand, boom, 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 God's unchanging hand. Doom, doom, doom. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And my mother was a soprano, Dr. Stacy. And just going into the fall months, that was her birth month, November. I always remember her singing that in church and, you know, all the baritones and the drums and the piano, boom, boom, you know, just going. So thank you so much for that memory of bringing that up. It gives in light of confirmation and revelation that we do not give up the fight. And Brian Wilson Courtney says, it's worth fighting for so that we keep on fighting. So I love you. I love you. I love you. Ben said, hello. He's got one eye open. Give Brother Drew some dap from us, dominion, authority, and power. And know that we love you mostest, but God loves us all. I love you.
Love you too. And thank you. And hey, Uncle Vinny, hope you get some rest and chocolate milk today. So appreciate that. And we are going to hold to God's unchanging hands while we stay in the fight. And we're doing our self-check. What are we doing to make sure that we are putting on the whole armor so that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy, that we are closing out the third quarter strong and moving with expectancy of victory into the fourth quarter? Wait up, hold on, wait a minute. Is that Mother Gwen in the building? Mother Gwen, how you be? Go on and tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and the self-check moments. I don't know if you are multitasking or able to unmute at this time, but it's good seeing you here in the house.
Did you call my name?
Yes, I did.
Say my name, say my name. Well, I'm grateful for the fact that, first of all, that we woke up this morning. So that means life, means purpose, that means direction. Lord, focus me today. I order my steps. I'm grateful because Stacy is in her own self bed, in her own self toilet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm grateful because the tribe is up here alive and well. Sister Carmen, go strong with that, what you've offered. You are a gift to the body and be a gift to yourself. I'm just going to be real blunt. You know how I am sometimes, but I'm going to be nice. I think I'm always nice. I'm trying to be. But you know what? Talk is cheap. And I've been being real cheap in the last few months. And I'm just going to say I'm going to put my feet to my mouth. Order the steps. I'm not going to be in self-condemnation or self-sabotage, but I'm going to fight the good fight because, you know, when our general has given us marching orders, see, when Sister Stacy comes on, it's like she is a general in the kingdom and she's giving marching orders. And the marching order is stay in the fight.
Amen.
Stay in the fight. And so we need to know that the end of it is already determined. We have already won when he said it's finished. So, but the thing is that how are you fighting the fight? And so the Lord just had me to just share for myself first. But Lord, I desire to fight the good fight of faith. Okay. With all my weaponry. But the other thing is to take assessment of what I haven't done, not to be self-condemning going in, but I want to finish my ladder, be stronger than my former. And I'm just going to say, Lord, prioritize the list you have for me.
I will repent for procrastination, regret, looking backwards when he said forgetting those things that passed. But I am in the fight to win. I'm in the fight to win. And with the stuff we got, the tools we have, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down the strongholds, whatever our strongholds are personally. If you don't know him, ask God and search yourself. He'll give you the list. And I just plan to do at least three of the things that I know God would want me to do. The reason I'm not listing them is because, like I said, talk is cheap. I'll talk about them when they're completed. So it's staying in the fight, fighting the good fight of faith, and having an expectation to win with the God we serve. And I'm so grateful always in being in a community of believers that make you better. And we have to really determine, like banks, like we are the temple of the living God, but like a bank, who's making the deposit in your bank and who's making withdrawals?
Amen.
Love you all for the deposit. Thank you for the deposits. And we need to know that many of us are staying in overdrawn. Let's get it straight in all aspects. Thank you, my dear Dr. Carmen. I love you for all you do. I love your heart for God's people. But I just know that the Lord said he's going to have you finish even greater than your former. Expect for it. Plan for it. Brother Jason, thank you for the labor that you all give us and the love in this room. Dr. Roz, me and you. Peace out.
Thank you, Mother Gwen. You know we love you and appreciate you for always standing in the gap, interceding on our behalf. And we are excited about what you are able to see happen, to see come to fruition as a mother of wisdom. You know, we call you Mother Gwen with the deference and respect in the spirit of how you have stayed the course, how you have grown in your faith journey, and you listen to how God speaks and instructs and directs so that you can encourage others. And in spite of past challenges, stay focused on the future blessing and promise coming to fruition. Every time I think about
Go ahead. I'm going to get up off of that thing myself. Hallelujah. You said, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You said you think about, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mother Gwen, I love you. No, go ahead.
Myself. And make sure your passport is current because I see international trips for you.
Ha, Mother Gwen, that's so funny. I just got contacted last night regarding one of those said situations. So, yes, it's seeming like God is doing a whole lot of in this season with shifting and changing. And every time I think on Sarah waiting for that promise and what we think is time and so many ministers, let me just tell everybody, I don't have time to turn on the TV. Just literally with the way my world is. And the few things that I did enjoy on TV was like the Hallmark Channel. So my kids would make fun of me and everybody that knows me knows that I would love to just curl up, watch a couple of movies. I even have my husband watching Hallmark with me. You know, that's a good man that he sit and tolerate Hallmark movies, knowing how it's going to end in some way, shape, or form. But that was just our little fun thing. I don't even have time to do that with the way my situation is now. But I do have time to constantly turn on scripture, turn on a word from God's anointed teachers, prophets, bishops, apostles, because you also have to make sure that it is real Bible, right? It's real being led by the Holy Spirit, because in these days also, we have to be careful about deception and those who are sounding, what the kids say, sounding Bible adjacent, but they really ain't in the word. So for me, I enjoy listening to those who have been feeding my soul. You know, my Bishop Jakes, if it's Archbishop Duncan, or if it's Bishop Tudor Bismarck, if it's Pastor John Hannah, Dr. Joel, Subman from Potter's House, even Pastor Sarah Jakes. I'm so excited for her and her testimony, even as I watch how God has allowed her father to see the promise over her life. And if anyone knows the journey and everything that she's gone through from a young teenage mom to where she is now, that Bishop was still preaching, still winning souls, still helping people all across the globe, and this was happening in the background. I can only imagine how she described the way she felt and the way church folk were looking at her, or Bishop still holding on to God's promise and doing what he was called to do, and all of these back whispers about his own child. But look at today. How you like me now? I'm just so proud to see it, to see her really blossom and bloom into this mighty prayer warrior, powerhouse pastor for the gospel, that everything that she went through, it wasn't wasted, and it set her up and prepared her for the time that she is in now. And every time I see it, my soul just rejoices. And as I listen to all of the ministers of the gospel who are sharing the good news and circling back to one common theme, is what it looks like to stand in that faith, what it looks like to hold on to God's promise. You know, even as she talked about them changing the venue for her Woman Evolve and not knowing how the seats were going to be filled or how it was going to be covered independently without having to lean on support from her father or others. And God sent a sponsor to make sure that all the needs were met after the conference closed. So the sponsor didn't come with the windfall or everything that she needed prior to them opening up the doors and all those 40,000 plus seats filled in the stadium. The sponsor came through after she moved with action. Somebody gonna get that, because that's what faith is, that you're going to continue to press, push, pray, and praise your way in. She could have said, oh, well, we might need to change this. We might need to go back to a smaller venue. We might need to rethink. All sorts of things could have stopped her from completely being all in. So she proceeded as if everything was covered, as if every bill was paid, as if everything was already done, because that is the faith journey. That is how you hold on to that promise, how you stand in that word of knowing it's impossible to please God without faith. And what does the last part of the verse say? He's a rewarder. So her reward came after she moved. Her reward came after she executed in faith. Her reward came all those souls that were brought back to Christ or were able to be refilled or just encouraged. All of that. You think that all of what you've been doing for Christ, it is not being counted? Everything she did, she did it with an expectancy. Well, I don't know how it's going to work. I'm not quite sure how we're going to settle this whole situation, but we trust God. And he came through, and she did have someone who raised their hand and say, okay, you know, where's the gap? Yeah. How can we fill the gap? How can we cover and make sure that everything is okay? That is what we're walking into this fourth quarter with. We're closing out, and I'm still expecting the unexpected in the last, 72 hours or so that we have of this third quarter to ensure that the fourth quarter is above and beyond anything we could ever dream, ask, or expect. So I'm just mentioning all of that because as you meditate and go through your days, as you move about doing all of your to-do list, just turn on a good sermon, turn on a good teaching, turn on your praise and worship. You know, my praise and worship list is serious, honey. I have my Dr. Stacy's Jesus Hype music and I have my worship music. And just turning it on helps you to stay focused on what God is doing, not what he's capable of doing, but trusting him for what he is doing. And your spirit man gets lifted and filled, and you get strengthened. Because when you get those blows from the enemy, when you get those moments where you feel like, woo, you're looking like a fight in the ring with boxing. You know how they look all beat up and crazy. I just still don't understand that sport. Oh, Lord help me, but I'm not gonna judge nobody. But when they in the ring and they falling over and the blood coming out of one eye and they limping on the other side, but they still popping up before they ding that bell so they can stay in the fight. because they are anticipating that victory. Sometimes that's how you feel when you're fighting through, when you're holding on to the promises and you get hit on this side and then something else happens over there and you're like, wait, what is going on? Jesus, I just need to catch my breath. And he will bring you through if you stay in the fight and you wait with an expectancy for victory. So thank you, Mother Gwen. That was my whole long way of saying we just praise God and we thank him for strengthening our spirit, man, and for listening, because what you listen to, it deposits in your spirit. It's what comes up in your subconscious. It can take over. So what would you rather take over? If you're going to stay in the fight, if you're going to put on all the armor so you can fight against the wiles and the enemy, what you listen to is important. What you read is important. Less lust to say garbage in, garbage stays in. It doesn't come out. So you have to watch what's coming through your eye gate, through your ear gate, what you are going to sleep listening to, what's sitting in your heart and in your spirit, what you're meditating on. I'll fall asleep to a good sermon and just have it playing in the background, or fall asleep to soca music, or fall asleep to one of my playlists, because I want my spirit to always be focused and meditating on the goodness of God and what he has for me. That wasn't always my story. This is a journey, right? So you have to learn how to strengthen your muscle and how you're going to challenge yourself to show up and do more for the kingdom of God and to build your muscle as you grow in grace each and every day. So with that being said, let me put on my glasses, because you know my glasses not on, I can't see. Let me see who else is hanging out with us still in Clubhouse. And I don't know, let me see what's happening with the conference line. If you want to come up before we close out today and I take an opportunity before I hit the road again to just enjoy being home, I tell you the week I had was incredible and amazing. We hosted our advocacy day, our Zeta Day on the Hill in D.C., where we had over 1,200 members coming and descending on the Capitol so that we can focus on Black maternal health and really pushing one of the bills that has been stagnant for a while, the Momnibus Act, which affects the kind of care and access to care that we have in our communities, and bringing together experts in the space who are making sure that we are knowledgeable about the bills that need to be passed, how we keep holding accountable those who have been elected to do a job, and ensuring that we're starting from now to really educate our communities and have the conversation with our communities that will assist in moving the needle forward and putting the right people in place to speak up for marginalized communities and those who don't have access. And to know that in this time that we're living in, it's just very interesting. Some of the things that we never thought we would be facing or dealing with, because our foremothers and forefathers literally lost their lives, marched and protested and did all of the work so that we wouldn't have to sit in these seats. Here we go with people repealing and trying to turn back the hands of time. So we're going to continue to stand boldly for what's right and make sure that the world knows this generation won't sit back idly and watch a minority of very divided voices and divisive individuals try to send this country into a tailspin of crazy, but to stand up and to do what is necessary so that everyone has fair and equal opportunity to enjoy the freedoms of this country. So it was wonderful being able to interact with my colleagues, to participate in the Congressional Black Caucus. We also held a panel there, having conversations with my friend, the Honorable Marsha Fudge, who is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for the United States of America, and the work that she is doing to just even make housing more affordable, to look at all of the ways that we have been locked out of the American dream. And Derek Johnson from the NAACP and Karen Boykin Towns, the vice chair, just building up the advocacy on the ground for the things that are necessary in the world, and collaborating with my colleagues who are international presidents of not only the D9, but other civil rights organizations that are making sure that we're doing our part to educate our members and the community on what's really at stake coming up into the next election cycle. I mean, voter suppression and these backward laws, like making it illegal to give somebody water while they're standing online to vote. Like, what kind of insanity is that? Looking at those areas in our country that have banned books of knowledge and learning in their school that speaks about the experience of African Americans in this country. Poets like and authors like Zora Neale Hurston. It just baffles your mind when we think about what we see happening. And if we don't wake up and if we don't stay engaged and get involved, we will see this country quickly turn into something that we would never be able to recognize. So we have to be careful not to just turn our heads and say, oh, I'm not into politics. Oh, that doesn't really apply to me. It applies to everyone and everything if you're not consciously aware of what's happening around you and who is representing the interests of your community. So continue to keep me in your prayers, as that is a big portion of the work that I do leading the organization, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and making sure that as we collaborate with our partners, we amplify the sound for justice. So I see someone raised their hands. Let me see who this is. Okay, there we go. Darren, how are you, my brother? Go ahead and tell everyone where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what your self-check is for today.
Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, family, friends, associates, colleagues, good health and strength, roof over my head, a little something in the refrigerator. My fight, God gave everybody, you know, different, you know, talents, you know, abilities, and, you know, skills, all those different things. So my fight is not, well, I said, my fight is to use those, you know, of course, for his glory, because he gave them to me, you know, for his glory. So that's why I'm using to, you know, for my fight. And most of the talks today, you talk about, you know, about faith. And like you say, it's impossible to please God if we don't have faith. So, you know, things that we, you know, there's something in the life that we want, you know, like, you know, house, car, all these other things. But some things in life that we need, and faith is one of those things. And it's not ironic, it's coincidental. It's good that the topic we have for Bible study is the necessity of faith. And we'll put it in the chat for people to see it, but it's the book of James, first chapter, verses 1-4, which says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, my brothers. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works in patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And since we're talking about fighting, I got a couple of good quotes. Give me 1 second. One of my favorites from I had all this playing. Right? So life is a fight for territory. If you start fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. That's by Steve Duncanson. And one of my other ones is from my boy Chadwick Boseman, and he said that sometimes you need to get knocked down to understand what your fight is. So, well, you know, give it like a couple of quotes, you know, since you're talking about fighting. Because we got to stay in this thing, because like you say, there's so much going on. Like I say, if we stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want is going to take over whether you like it or not. So you might as well stay in the fight, which I know all of us are going to do that.
What's your self-check, Darren? Mm-hmm. And what's your self-check?
Oh, I'm staying in the fight.
Oh, okay. So we're getting into
Don't worry about that.
All right. Just double checking. But thank you as always, my brother. Always great to hear your voice.
Love you.
Love you too. Appreciate you. And yes,
thank you.
The scripture that you read is a reminder, and the self-check is what can we do more of to put on all the armor so that we can stay in that fight, right? And fight against the wiles and the enemy. So I am excited about the testimonies that will come from closing out this third quarter strong and moving into the fourth quarter and standing on God's promises of yes and amen.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, happy birthday to everybody. You know, we closed out. Actually, the fourth quarter starts. It's October 1st, which is tomorrow. So the fourth quarter actually starts tomorrow. So this was, you know, verify that. So happy birthday. I said, one of my good friends, my brother in Texas, his birthday is today. So I give him a call. But happy birthday, everybody. Love you.
I love you too. Yep. The best month of the year is getting ready to start. So we're literally
going down.
Closing out the third quarter together here on the call and getting ready for the best month of the year in 10-4. Everybody knows what that means. If you don't know, ask somebody. But I am glad that we get this time and fellowship together. Thank you all for tuning in. Those who are catching the replay on our podcast, those who are fighting through on the conference call line, and those who are here in Clubhouse. Let me scroll up so I can just shout out who is still here. I see, hey, namesake. I see Stacy, Josie, King David, PLC McKinney, our 2022 Winnie Bird Award recipient. I see Patricia here. Hey, Karina, how are you? My House of Creativity sister, Melviz, Danny, Lynette, Daryl, Renee, and who else is here in the room? Dr. Moses, another one of my sorors up in the building. Great to see you here. Thank you for stopping by this morning. Pray everyone has a wonderful rest of the weekend, and those who have been affected by the storms that are going around, we pray for you. And we're also investigating some of the challenges happening out in New Orleans. Seeing Dr. Moses made me think about that with water, because the salt water from the Gulf of Mexico apparently is infiltrating some of the fresh water in that area and causing challenges for people to have clean drinking water in that area. So we're looking to mobilize some efforts there. So it's never a dull moment in the world, but you got to stay in the fight, honey. You got to know that God is victorious, that he has got you, he's covering you, and we wait with expectancy for a victorious report. So before I pray us out, I want to just thank D. Jason Hodge once again for always making sure that he is here and available to support, as well as Carmen, the wealthpreneur. Dr. Smile, she had to jump to another commitment. Minister Boy, when she's able to come on, and everybody who joins in, like Darren and Josie and my namesake, that just come and sit in the room, participate in the conversation, and those on the conference line that are able to make sure that you are here in the fellowship. We don't do this thing called life alone. We do it together in the fellowship of our sisters and our brothers. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. So Lord, we just come to say thank you. Thank you for another day. Just another opportunity we can wake up in our right mind. We can thank you and praise you for the blessing of breath in our body, that we can use our limbs and move about, that we can stand as examples and beacons of light in this very troubled and dark world. You see everything that's going on, Lord. There's nothing hidden from thy sight. So we just ask you to move on our behalf. Make every crooked place straight. Let us stay in the fight. And what's the fight? The fight is learning about you for ourselves. And we don't have to borrow somebody else's testimony, that we can stand in knowing on what you do and how you do, and how you brought us through before, you will bring us through again. So we just give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we just thank you for being such a gracious God. And where we go wrong, turn us right. If we've done anything outside your will and your way, forgive us. And we thank you for correction in your word and new grace and new mercies. Lord, we pray, Father, for every single member of our community, those who could be with us and those who were unable. We stand in the gap. You know every request and petition that has been set before you. And we ask you to grant those that are in your will. Help us to always remember that we are your representatives here on earth. Help us to watch our actions, to watch our words, to stand in our belief, because we know it's impossible to please you without faith. And you are a rewarder to them that diligently seek you. So help us to stay diligent. Help us to put on the whole armor while we stay in the fight. We wait with expectancy for you to heal, for you to open up doors, for you to make way, for you to continue to position your children with what you have given us, our inheritance. Help us to know who we are and whose we are, that greater is you in us than we are in the world. So we just thank you for the birthdays, the special moments, all of the celebratory opportunities that we will have in these next coming week and months of this year. We pray for the rough moments, for those who are recently bereaved and going through physical challenge or in surgeries or recuperating. We ask you to dispatch your healing angels. We come against every plan and trick of the enemy to disrupt, distract, or distort the blessings that you have in store for us. And we send anything that is against and contrary to your will, boomerang back to the devil. He will not win. He can't win. We are your property. You are covering us. You are healing. You are leading. You are directing. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. We worship you. We are not ashamed of the gospel. We will stand flat-footed, boldly proclaiming the good news of the gospel. And we just ask that you lead us, direct us, give us the spirit of discernment, how to move, what to do, and who to do it with, that your name gets the glory, the honor, and the praise. And anything we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. And in this time where so many are dealing with just seasonal depression, thoughts of depression, suicide, we come against all of those attacks. And we thank you for the professionals that you have placed to be able to support those who need it. And we just ask you to let our lives be a daily example, to be a daily witness for you and all that you do. So we magnify you, we glorify you, and we worship you in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we gonna go out in praise and know that praise is our weapon. We're gonna praise you and we're gonna thank you for all you have done.
Just a little bit. Tell your neighbor, my praise is my weapon. Y'all, I need y'all to get on your feet as we do this on the way home.
Amen. Our praise is our weapon. Remember, go forth, be great. Let's wait with expectancy to see what God is going to do on our behalf. This room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Bye-bye. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.